The legislation to create a new Department of Child Safety does require some focus on prevention, but much of the upfront cash is being used to deal with a backlog of nearly 15,000 existing cases. There's only $4 million in a $60 million package for subsidized child care for low-income parents, not nearly enough to meet demand. Representative Kate Brophy McGee said there's a need to deal with cases already in the system, but she said more money for investigations is not the long-term answer.
We're operating at the wrong end of the spectrum. We need to move it back to the front door of the Department of Child Safety instead of all the way at the back end where you've got children out of homes and courts and families torn apart.
And Representative Ethan Orr said he hopes to convince colleagues prevention actually makes more fiscal sense.
If you can hold that family together, your cost is about $5,000. If we have to remove the child, our cost is about $50,000. So it's much more incentive to help people provide for their families and hold the family unit together.
Orr also said subsidized child care means more parents can go to work, reducing the need for welfare and other government subsidies. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.